Okay, so believe it or not, we've arrived at Siman Kufiyut Aleph, which is the last Siman here in Hilchos Taruvos. Having gone yesterday through the Kortris Klali Sveik Sveik of the Shach. Again, for those who weren't here, you can listen to the recording, which hopefully we've posted soon. I didn't read every word, just went through a sort of the main ideas. But now we come to Siman Kufiyut Aleph, which talks about something we've touched upon already, and that is the issue of Tolin. When we can, an accident happens, can we assume a mix-up happens? Can we assume somehow that that which is usur is not going to become, so that which is mutar is not going to become usur because we can be tola the situation a little bit differently. We can hang our hat, so to speak. We can say that it landed up differently. Specifically, the topic I entitled this Anaf Chatichas Isav Heter Shenafel Likderis Isav Heter. He had a pot of kosher food and a pot of non-kosher food cooking, and we know it was in the pot. And then there was some kosher food in front of it and some non-kosher food in front of it. And somehow the food fell into the pot, so we don't know what fell into which pot. So that's the sugya of Tolin, which starts with the Gemara Pesachim Daf Mem Dalad Amud Aleph, source one. Esvei, Shtei, Gemara asked it as a question. We'll see. Shtei Kupos, a person had two containers, two boxes. Achas Shulchun, Achas Shulchumah. Okay, one box, it wasn't labeled, but maybe it was labeled, doesn't matter. You knew one box was chulun, one box was truma. Well, if nei and shtei soin, in front of them loose were two, whatever, two bushels or stuff, achas shel chulun, achas shel truma. And again, one of the bushels was truma, one of the bushels was chulun. But v'naflu elu toch elu, and then they fell in, the two things in front, they fell in, or they blew in, or somebody put them in without realizing, so now you have... All you have are the two boxes. One says Truma, one says Chulin. But I don't know which fell into what. It could be that the Truma fell into the Chulin, or the, you know, and the Chulin fell into the Truma. We don't know what got, fell into what. So Gemara says Mutarn. Mutarn. Rashi right away explains, and then Dalal Alaf Mesachim says to Mutarn, Kederis Chulin Lazar. Okay, even in the Zar means a non-Kohen, right? The one that had Chulin in it is Mutar to be eaten by anybody, not just by a Kohen. Even though there's a possibility that would fell into that Chulin container, was in fact the truma from in front. We don't know what fell in, but we say tolin. Okay, what does it mean, tolin? Shani omer, tolin. I'm sorry, we shani omer, chulin to chulin afo, truma to truma afo. I have the right to say that since both things that were in front of the two packages, the two containers, fell into one of the two, one fell into one fell into the other. We know they didn't both fall into any one of them. You can tell by the amount, so whatever. We know that one fell into one fell into the other. We don't know which fell into which. So it's definitely possible that the truma fell into the chulin container. But nevertheless, musak mutar, because we can say, we can shani omer. The chulin to chulin afal, truma to truma afal. That the chulin fell into the chulin container, and the truma fell into the truma container. Now, the Gemara brings this up in the context of the sugya of kazayis b'chayachayos pras. And whether that shear is a deraisa or not, we discussed it earlier in the year. Sigmar says, Yarmut Kazayas Bechosras deraisa. If we're dealing with the potential deraisa situation, Avai Amrinin Shani Omer, what do you mean? But what gives you the right to say, you know, to assume that the truma fell into the truma container and the chulun fell into the chulun container? Rashi, hey, Amrinin Shani Omer, Betalin Lekula Babon Misa. I mean, we're dealing with a serious issue here, right? The Zohar is not like a truma upon penalty of Misa. And therefore, is a possibility here, and a 50-50 chance, in a certain sense, that the chulin fell into the that the truma fell into the chulin container. So, how can a czar eat from the chulin container? The dilma chulin tol chulin afal b'chi ochle ichakizai is truma b'chel is pras. You have the right ratio there, right? So, elish maminah inami vaday nafal. Apparently, the Gemara says even if, and you know, even if it vaday lo mechayv mishum kizai is b'chel is pras. Apparently, we're not worried. You know why we're not worried? Because even if we know for a fact that the truma fell into the chulin container, it's still be mutter because apparently it's only din drabonon. Okay, that second part really is a local problem for the sugya there in Pesachim. Okay, but the bottom line is the Gemara does say that that we're not worried, and we can assume that the truma fell into the truma. No chulin fell into the truma. No truma fell into the chulin. That. And therefore, Zohar could eat the chulin. Okay, tolin, the chulin, the tochulin afla, truma, the tochulin afla. Okay, similarly, there's a Gemara in Yevamos, who has it as well. Pei, bei, zon, aleph. In Yevamos, so it's in the three, the same price. Shtei kupos, achas shel chulin, achas shel truma. Lifnei, shtei son, achas shel chulin, achas shel truma. V'nafla, elu, b'toch, elu. Okay, Hare Elu Mutarin. Again, Rashi Yivamis Pei Beis Nav. Hare Elu Achulin Mutarin Lazar. Same price, except here we're going to find there's a bit of a machlokas in the matter. Shani Omer. First, it sounds the same, right? Shani Omer Chuan Toch Chuan Nafla Vechulin Toch Chuan Nafla. Okay, but Rish Lakish makes an important limitation or proposes an important limitation. Omer Rish Lakish Vehu Sheravu Chulin Al Hatruma. That's if you know that there was rov, meaning that you knew that the pot, the vat, the container, whatever it is, that the stuff fell into, had in any case more than whatever fell into it, right? That's usharavu chulin ala truma. Okay, there was more chulin in the container than there was truma in the saw. I think the example is given is a saw, shel truma lifneim, right? That's a saw shel chulin. If Nan stay sign is the language of the Bryce, all right? But the pot had more than that. You knew that the pot had more than that.
So, the other one,
right, correct. Again, that one, right, so that again, that was a local problem for there, but correct. It's the same Bryce. I mean, it's brought up there is an Azer, brought up there is a Kasha on the analysis of because I see a Chalas Bryce. Here it's actually brought up the Kasha. It's, but the point is not the same Bryce, but there it didn't quote. Rish Lakish. I mean, the price of Rish Lakish is not in the price. The Gemara in Chulin goes on to quote the Rish Lakish that Vahu makes a limitation. Vahu Sharabu Chulin Truma. Okay? Meaning, Vahu Sharabu Chulin Shabakupas Chulin. You knew the Chulin container, the Chulin vat, okay, had more than whatever the Truma was. Ala Truma says, I should have saw Truma. Hilchach Talin Mishani Omer Chulin to Chulin Naflu. That's why, says Rish Lakish, we can have this kula and rely that the chulin fell into the chulin, the chulin fell into the chulin. The inami haba ipcha, because even lu yitzur, worst case scenario, is the other way around. Okay, meaning that actually truma fell into the chulin container. Okay, the nofla saw truma because chulin. Anyway, it's batla baruba. Okay, you have a rov, so not a problem. And you're right, it relates to the issue of chasmas. Yeah. Okay, but anyway, in any case, you have a rov. So even, you know, again, worst case scenario, that what fell into the chulin container was in fact truma, but you have rov anyway, so it's not a problem. Okay, so therefore, what Rish Lakish says, and meaning the raisa it's mutter anyway. Okay, so basically, you can't just say that it's that it automatically works. Now, if you look back in the Gemara Pesachim, I left some of the last line. Okay, and I'll come back to it now because I look back in the Sugan Pesachim on Memdal and Aleph. Okay, the Gemara says if you hold the Omer, so Omer Leh, look at the last words. Hanach l'truma b'zman hazeh drabanan. The Gemara Pesachim concludes that truma b'zman hazeh drabanan. Anyways, the whole thing is a drabanan problem. Okay, so now if you look at the Gemara Pesachim, all you need to determine is that in fact the issue is a drabanan issue, and that's enough. That's enough to give us this kula of tolin and say that the chulin fell into the chulin, the truma fell into the truma. Okay, when the whole deal is only the rabbanon problem anyway. And there, okay, not because that's a Rashi, the second part of Rashi, the second Rashi that I printed in Memdal on source two, Echaminim, okay. It's even though because that's maybe the Raisa, but here it's a drabanan problem to start with because the whole truma the mizvana says drabanan anyhow. So we have a suffix drabanan, so then we can be told at lekula. That's the immersion of Moram Pesachim. But Rish Lakish and Moram Yuvamas adds a caveat. It's not enough that we're dealing only with the drabanan problem. There has to be something else as well. He requires rove on top of the fact that the whole Indian's only drabanan. Okay, that's I'm pointing out. But Rish Lakish requires something more. He says you have to have rove. It's not enough that the problem is only the Rabbanon problem to begin with. That would not be enough to say Tolim. You need as well that it's Rov, that it's Batal Midoraisa. However, the Gemara continues, or wraps up there in Pei Beis Menachot in Yomamas, at the end of three, Rabbi Yochanan, Afo B'Shalo Rav Uchalan HaTruma. Rabbi Yochanan disagrees. He said, no, you don't need the Rov. That's more like the Stam reading Gemara Pesachim, right? You don't need that Rov. Afo B'Shalo Rav says, the Rashi, this Rashi in 4, and the Romans Pei Beis Nalav, Afa Pisha Lora, with the Samchinan, Sha'ani Omer. You rely on this Sha'ani Omer, this Tolan, we can say. Okay? But one second. Okay, so the question against Rabbi Yochanan is, huh? Yeah, well, I mean, it sounds like a subject d'oraisa. Okay, it sounds like we're dealing with it. With if you don't have Rove, okay, you don't have Rove, you don't have, he says, Afal Pisha, low Rav Chazrum. Okay, so you have to say, no, the Rabbi Yochanan says, not a Doraisa, since Truma is Manazeh, Dorbonim, anyways. Okay, if you're dealing with the Issa Darbonin, you don't really need a rove. And that's the fact that it's an Inyan Midarbonin is enough to say Tolum. It's not enough to resolve every suffix. I mean, but you know, it puts it in a rove, Sfeik Darbonin Lekul. You don't need rove. That's the part that Yochanan holds. And that since Truma's man is as Darbonin, he holds that an Issa Darbonin doesn't need the rove, you know, to push it over the top, so to speak. And the fact that it's Darbonin is enough. Okay. Now, the Gemara a little later on, there in Yevamos, on Pei Beis Amud Beis, this was Pei Beis Manal, Pei Beis Amud Beis, 5, where I asked, so Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbanon, Lobo, Eden, Rubuya, is that true? That Rabbi Yochanan holds like that. But Tanan is a different case. Mikveh, Sheyesh, Ba, Arboim, Saw, Mechuvanos. Let's have a mikveh. Mikveh requires, because you're 40 saw of rainwater, as you know, and our mikveh is, of course, are much more than that. Even the Kehle mikveh is more than that, but certainly mikveh we go in. But let's say you had a mikveh that's exactly 40 saw. So Arboim, Saw, Mechuvanos. So here's the famous Noson saw, Venotel saw, kosher. If I put in another saw, okay, and as we means, okay, another saw of non-rainwater. That's a question, does it mean Mayim Shuvim? Does it mean a different wine or other type of liquid? Okay, but I put in that to the mikveh. Now there's 41, but then I took out a saw. So now there's 40, but it's not 40 of the original rainwater. The answer is, it's kosher. Not the nosan saw, but not the saw kosher. Okay, let's look at Rashi. Yevamos Pei Beis 26. The saver biyochin gasal kadaita chay the most of the time of biyochin lab mishum the samach hashani omer el mishum diyavi nami if kaloich paslan the lo bein ruvi derabon el mishi arav botalei. Maybe we think that biyochin saw is based upon something else. It's not based on this tolan idea, but it's based on the fact that even if it bivadai would still be okay since. We don't need a robe on a drabonon, okay? And any mixture is already bottled. Let's see what it is. That's the Gemara thinks. So nosan saw but not also kosher. Gabi shar mashkin umay peros. The temen shehechem it's koyv maseches mikvos. Again, that's a discussion maseches mikvos. What exactly we put in? Vashmina the afal gab the chozav and not. You know, you put in another saw. Now you took out a saw. The ikal ameimar ha chosel mikvos. Now the mikvos a choser because remember it only had 40. I'm not 40, I'm 40 saw to begin with. Okay. So now it's chaser, shah saw zos, this other saw that you added, ain't mashlima, so can't be mashlim, shayn ruila mikveh. Whatever the reason, that water was no good for mikveh. And I feel a haka kosher. Why? The mechiyavu legabe, batale, because when I poured in that original extra saw, let's say, well, this one was Mayim Shuvim means it wasn't rainwater, it was gathered in a place. Maybe the original rainwater was, and then meanwhile, it was gathered in a place, not the mikveh. Okay, I poured that in, so that became bottle. So now there's v'havala arba mechad, kulon ruin. Now, once you pour that one saw, which, I mean, in a certain sense, is what, I'll go into the details now, is what we do, right? The our mikvos have much more than 40 saw. But not more than 40 saw of rainwater, necessarily. Okay, 40 saw is a couple hundred gallons. What we do now is we go in the bore where we or our wives and sons, they go, or you know, any women or anyone who goes to the mikveh goes in. It's not the bore where the rainwater is. The bore where the rainwater is behind, and it's attached to its connection and so on and so forth. But most of the water there is regular city water that you turn from the tap. They turn on a hose or a faucet or whatever, and you fill it up with that, or with buckets. Have you filled it up? That's my sure. The answer is it's okay. So anyway, that's what the Gemara says. When I added that extra saw of non-kosher mikvah water, it became batel to the huge amount of 40 saw of mikvah water that was in there. So now I have 41 saw, which are all fit for a tefillah. They're all good. Okay. And therefore, that's what I said. So b'havala arboim b'chad kulan ruin. They're all good. All right. Because that non- except the water became bottled, so it became part of the total mixture in its mutter. Now I take out a saw, pashar boy. Okay, but Rashi says, Aval Ipcha, that works that way because it was bitl. Aval Ipcha lo, Bechinotel saw, let's say I had 40 and I took out one saw first, that was only 39 left. So then it's a chaser, Kinotel saw, Bereshah, chaser, and Bechihadar Maya, now I filled it up with another saw of Maim Shulman something. Then have a mikvah chaser, the mashkin halal or ein mashkin, it's a mikvah. Okay, so that's the case of what's going to do with us. So, says that's a mishnah, the masechet mikvot. All right, let's read the Gemara again. So, Yochanan, the Rabbanan, Labin, Rabbanan, Bahatran, mikveh, sheyesh bar, boy, son, mechvonos, and nosan, saw, and not also a kosher. Rabbi Huda, bar, shela, amr, ba'asa, Yochanan. So now, Yochanan, the same Yochanan says, ad rubo, ad rubo. Rabbi Yochanan said, you can't keep doing this trick all day. Okay, you can't keep pouring in a water, pouring in a saw of maim shuvim, let's say, of non-kosher mikvah water, and then taking out a saw. They're pouring. Yeah, you can't do that 40 times. Okay, you can't do it more than 20 times. Ad rubo, that's what I'm saying. Ad rubo. Okay, now, so the Gemara says, my love, the mishtayer rubo, doesn't mean that, you know, you can only do it in effect 19 times. It has to be, in order for this to work, it always has to be rov against whatever you had put in of the mayim shuvim. So I can only do it 19 times, right? That's what the Rashi says. My love, the mishtayer rubo, ad yud teso, yochalas was came. Okay, really only 19 times. Well, tvei lo. The beina that have a ruba make shaman, because it has to be a robe of regular rainwater. Alma afagav the apostle shiyud rabbanon by a ruba be kashrus, but apparently you still need robe for it to be kosher. So that's the kasha against Rabbi Yochanan, because Rabbi Yochanan said in the previous discussion on Amud Aleph, Beis Amud Aleph, Rabbi Yochanan said the robe doesn't make a difference. Okay, the robe doesn't make a difference, and we think at the moment that was the first Rashi. We think that. That you don't need a robe in such a case. Okay? Now, why there's only Drabbanan? Because these things are puzzled Drabbanan. These types of water are puzzled Drabbanan. So only Drabbanan. We think that Rabbi Yochanan is not worried about robe. But apparently, you see, he is. Because someone said, Ad Ruba. My love, the Nishtai Ruba. So the Gemara answered, Lo. The Lo Nishko Ruba. Okay? Because you can't take robe of it out. But that means you can do it 20 times. Because you haven't removed robe. Okay? That's his answer. The law has one answer. The law nishka rubo. So if it's equal heter nisr equal, so that's mutter. So that's what Rabbi Yochanan said. You taka don't need robe. That's what she taught. So Rashi says, the law nishka rubo. Avo ad palga shaper them up until 20, till 16, even. So apparently, Rabbi Yochanan is not worried about robe. And then Gemara says another anti boy saying, Shani Hocha, no, our case is different. Ikalamemer she'ani omer. It's not the same thing. It's the Rashi, last Rashi, I put in six on pay base, maize, be boy, say, la olam be'inun ribuyo drabonon. No, Rabbi Yochanan, because you do need a robe. Behind the Komar over here, in our case, with the Truman of the Chulin, afal pishalo robu Chulin. But not because he doesn't require it. He does require it. I say, how come by the Chulin he disagreed with Shlokesh? Shlokesh said, in order for this tolling trick to work, you have to know that in the original Chulin container, there was more than there was Truma that could have fallen into it. And Rabbi Yochanan said, it doesn't matter. Okay, so why? So he says, because Mishum de Talina, she omer Chulin to Chulin aflo ve'ein kan iser. Okay, we can be told and say, no, no iser. What fell in here was Chulin. But there's no Shani Omer, there's no other side. There's no other side here. The Hamaya Miyad Milabali. What are you going to say? You got the exact water that you put in? You can't say that. If I pour in a bucket of water, as a bucket has a saw in it, and I pour that into the mikveh, and now I scoop water out with the bucket. You can't say, oh yeah, what came out was exactly what I just put in. We know it's not true. Water, you know, immediately. Language of Rashi, miyad mevabali, you know, it's mixed together. So if I pour in water into the mikveh and I scoop it out, even if I do it right away, you know, it's a lot of the same water. So there's no shani omer. Okay, so that's what emerges from this.
Even by the saw, it's very unlikely.
Even by the what?
Even by the saw of chitim, it's very unlikely that you got the exact, every single kernel that you got was every single kernel of truma. That's also very unlikely. It's not.
But we're saying by the but the Shani Omer by the Truma is what fell in. In other words, you have two batches in front of two containers, one Truma, one Chulin. And in front of the containers or nearby, there's a saw of Truma and a saw of Chulin. So everything went into one of those saws went into one of the containers, another one of those saws went into the other container. So there we're allowed to say the Chulin went into the Chulin, the Truma went into the Truma. They weren't mixed together.
I misunderstood. Okay, thank you.
Yeah, you follow? That you understand? That's the Shani Omer. That's the Tolan. Okay? It's not that there was no in and out over here. Right? Something, one of those two smaller piles landed up in the Chulin container, one of those two smaller piles landed up in the Truman container. So we have the right to say that the smaller chulin pile ended up in the chulin container, the smaller truma pile ended in the truma container. So Rav Falk says, yeah, that's all true, provided that the chulin container had more than it was in those piles. It's a robe, and a real chulin doesn't require a robe. Okay.
What exactly was the answer of the Gemara when the Gemara said, you know, isn't it 19? No, really, it's 20. How does the 20...
No, so that shows that the svara is something else, not a matter of rove.
But okay. Does it tell us what the svara is?
So the Gemara doesn't explain what the svara is, but that's going to be a question we'll come back to a little bit later. What if it's equal? Okay, does equal help? According to this, according to Biocharan, according to Iba, first ter, according to the second ter, it's, you know, you don't have the equal makes no difference. Okay, because according to the second teretz, he agrees you do require a rove. Okay, just not here in the case of the trum and chulin containers, because you have the tolin, the sha'ani omer option. But otherwise, you would require rove. And according to the first answer, you don't need rove. You need it to be at least equal. As long as it's equal, more than that, more it won't. So I have to see, is that true by tolin also? In other words, what if the thing that fell into the pot was much more? That wasn't even equal. So we'll see whether that plays a role in halacha. Okay, just to talk about truma for a few minutes, okay, I mean, again, the assumption was, and by the way, so why would that be? Okay, why would we just understand the svara, not of that svara, but, well, I guess you could apply it to that svara too. You can just say, you know, kach gazru chachamim. It could be that Rish Lakish makes eminent sense. Rish Lakish says he's operating with the regular rule of robe that we've had this whole zman, right? So, okay, so as long as there's robe in the chulin container that's more than whatever tumah fell in, so good. So then that's why you can apply the rule of tolin, because even if it wasn't like that, even the worst case scenario, it'd be batel anyways. Rabbi Yochanan doesn't require that. Why? So if you're dealing with a din drabanan, let's remember we're dealing with din drabanan. Rabbi Yochanan, because he gets kachkos and kachonim. And the rabbanan said, if you have this other option, that's a gzera, so to speak. Is the rabbanan? We're dealing with the rabbanan problem anyway. So hey, mama. And they said that when dealing with the rabbanan, you have the right to say tolin. Okay, the svara can clear, but that's what they said. You have that right. It's certainly a possibility. So in that situation, you have the right to say tolin. That's shani omer. Okay, that's
nobody has yet said that this would apply to a deraisa.
We'll see. Right. Correct. Only the rabbanan. Like that's what I have to mention here. Okay. That segues the next thing. How do we know? So truma, actually, Parsha Pashas Korach, which is sort of, Parsha Korach is better known for the narrative, the first half of the Seder, but the end of the Seder talks about the Matnas Kahuna. Okay. The end of the Parsha Korach talks about the Matnas Kahuna. So there it says in Perek Yudches, Bamidbar Pasuk Yud Beis 7, where it says, Kol Chelev Yitzar, Kol Chelev Terosh, Tirosh, Dagon, Reishisam, Ashayim, Hashem, Lachon, Asatim. That's given to Aaron the Kohanim. That's Chelev Yitzar. Yitzhar is oil, right? Shemen, Zayas. Tirosh is wine, grape products, and Dagon is grain. So that's
certainly... Ironically, Yitzhar is also Korach's father.
It's a good horror. I never thought about that. Same as Korach when he's Korach's father's called Yitzhar. And he comes in again at the end of the Zedra. Okay, interesting horror. All right. There's got to be a good drush in there somewhere. I have to figure that out. Okay. So truma from those products, okay, from Zayas and from wine, grape products, and from Dagon, certainly truma is deraisa. If you look in the Sugin Psachim, okay, and the same Sugin Psachim, Mem Dalav Ralav, so Rashi and Hechamrin Shani Omer. So again, as Rashi mentioned, he quotes the Gemara Nazir that had to be tarv liser and so on. So how can you say Shani Omer? Elahana chumas tavlin vidrabonan. The reish is the goncha siroshka vitarecha. I should quote that pasuk also. Reish is the goncha, even though it wasn't by Chuman, but it's applied. So reish is the goncha siroshka vitarecha. Chumas tavlin, other items, other spices, other stuff is only drabanan. That's what Rashi says over there. I'm talking about Dalar and Aleph in Source 8 and Tosas as well. 9 and Gemara Mechoros Nun Dalar and Aleph. Mishnei Minim Be'Alma Drabanan. Mashu the whole minim de loksiva b'haikra derabanan. Okay, all the things that are not mentioned pasuk chumas on drabanan. B'achol loksiva la dogan tirosh yitzar. That's only his deraisa. Notably, again, I don't want to go into this in great detail now, but notably, the Rambam disagrees. Okay, the Rambam Hilchos Trumas. Perek Beis Halacha Aleph, Kol Ochel Adam Hanishmar Shegidulo Min Haaretz Chayav B'Truma. Okay, everything. Umitzus I say lahishmeration, the conchama ration, the gun chat yoshkovitzarecha tidinlo. Because the Dagon Tush Yitzar, according to Rambam, is only binyanav. Okay, they're only paradigmatic. Ma Dagon Tush Yitzar, Michael Bene Adam, Vigidulam and Arts, Ishmael Bailam, Shinemar Digon Cha, Av Kokayotza, Ben Chai Shumas, Chaim Mimaisus. Okay, that's the Rambam Shita. Later on, Lachavav, he said, but not Yerokos. Yerokos, okay, Av Kokayotza, Michael Adam, Enim Chai Mimaisus, and with Dirayim, so with Rabbanon, because by Maisus too, it says Tua Zarecha, Aser Tasera is called Tua Zarecha, okay. And on the Tvua, but Yerokos are not included on the Tvua. And B'chein Yerole Shemadim B'chumah, the same thing with Chumah, Shari Nemar, Degon Chot Yerush Chavit Zerecha, Kol Adom Al Eilu. Abba Chumah Zerech, Medi Vrem Kemaisa. The Rambam agrees that certain things also are Darabon. Okay. But that's all Mikra Din. Okay, B'zman HaZeh, none of this matters. Okay, because B'zman HaZeh, you take a look at the Sefer Chumah. Sefer Chumah, the same, we've been quoting all year long. Okay, the Sefer Chumah has a section called Hilchas Eretz Yisrael. Source 11, the same Sefer Truma from the Balatosis or Guru Baruch. So he says, "Afilo hachi eno chayv ma'ase kim drabanan." Avalom in a Torah nowadays, the hachi hilchasa, the kedusha rishona kitchel shaita velo kitchel losid lavo. That whole old machlokas, right? What's the status of the kedusha of Eretz Yisrael today? So it's only drabanan lo kitchel losid lavo, and v'yesh lohavi raya dafilo kedushas Ezra batla. With manazeh truma ma'ase drabanan. I mean, that, you know, that's because of that. But that machlokas we saw before. The Rambam and Tosa to Mikra Din, came to Raisa. But today, everything is Rabbanon, including Truma. Okay? And the Rambam himself, the Hilchos Truma is Perak Alav Alecha Chavav, and it's Rambam 12. Ha Truma is Manazeh, Afilo B'makom Shechziko Olibab, Afilo B'me'ezer, Eina Min HaTorah Ela Medivayim, She'ein Lecha Truma Shechora Ela Beretz Yisrael B'vad, U'bizman Shekol Yisrael Shom. Okay? Bizman Shenemar Kisavo B'yis Kulchem. Okay, when all the Jews are living in Eretz Yisrael. And as we know, it didn't happen in the Rosh Hashanah, by the Kiddush Hashanah, by Ezra, Shasa Ezra, Shasa Bias Mikzasim. Only a small number of Jews came back from Babel to Eretz Yisrael at that time. Ulofiha, Chalachivos, and the Torah. The Chain Yerola Shuadim B'Maisus, Shein Chavim Zman Azam, the Rem Ketchuma. The Ravid famously disagrees over there. Again, it's the Perak Alav, Milchus Chumas, Chavavamin. And he says, we paskin that Chumas Zan Azad Raisa. But most assume that Chumas, like Shemitah and everything else today, is the Rabbanon. Because we don't have all Jews living there. All doesn't mean all, means Rove, but and that's a question, a contemporary question, because I think demographically it's very close now. I think the Rove of the Jews are living in Eretz Yisrael. Rove of the world's Jews are living more close to it. But it may not be enough, because it's not just a Rove. You have to have Kol Echad Recham Lepris Chelko, the Shvatim, and so on and so forth. Okay. Anyway, Shulchan Aruch also has his din in Yerodea, later in Yerodea. So in Shin Lamed Aleph Siv Beis Bizman Hazeh, the Shulchan Aruch says, "Afilu b'makom shechziku al Babel, afilu b'Ezra ein chiyuv tumas ma'aseh min haTorah ela medivayim." Yishenemar ki savo mashum bizkulchem alo bizmitzasim kmo shas min Ezra, and there are more rises in Shchokin. Usrilo dechayv achshar etzol tumas ma'aseh min haRaisa. Ach lo nogu came. It's the Ravid and other shitas, but we don't pass them. Okay, that was just a digression. But Lamaisa, the discussion of the kupos and so on that we were focusing on, that. You know, we're dealing with an issue which is a derabanan. So now let's bring this discussion back to Yerodea. Well, the Chos Truma is in Yerodea, but in our part of Yerodea, Yerodea Chelek Aleph. Although the addition is not Chelek Aleph either. Whatever, our simple thorough discussion back to us. Okay. So again, bottom line. So there's a Rashba, the Bayis Rav Bayis Tal Shar, page 14. Okay. And he quotes these Tolan cases. It's interesting. You know, I said, bring it back to our discussion the other day. The Gemara does not seem anywhere to apply Tolan to Yisrael Heter. It's talking about Truman Chulin, things, but they never, you know, he has other places, the Rashba, their quotes other places. Okay. And again, let's recall the Machlokas, the Rashbo now brings it, so the Gemara talks about Tolan in different cases. The Rashbo brings it, but never actually mentions it. So we had this Rashbo brings it over to our discussion. We have a case where there's one Dover also, one Dover Mutter, and I have two pots. That's like we have the two containers, right? One pot is also, one pot is Mutter. Okay. And so let's say for a moment, That's what Rashi discusses. We can read the beginning of it. I'm not going to read the whole thing. Isur shenafal makom echad. Any other way is makom nafal. Kagon. Shahad is 14. Shahad lefon of stay kederis. Venafal chatichas nevela kiyotze bezeh letoch achas man. Any other day im lezeh lezeh. Okay. Ima achas so isur shahetar. Afal pi. She ain't bishol heter shishim levatlo. I don't have 60 against that piece. Ima isur misurin shal divrayan. If we're dealing with Darbanan, then Hochin Bola Hakel, but Tolin, she iser letoch iser nafa. Okay? That's what he says. And then he is, now you asked about the Raisas, here we are. Bechain afilo haya iser misur Torah, but in min beminahu, im heta shvikdera rava ala iser shenafa kam, are zeki iser in shalibra, and shem with the Raisa bottle of Ruba. Okay? And bechain imin mishenu minahu, nishvikdera the heta lamalam, the echilas pras. Okay, whatever, you know, the cave changed how she's the brain, Hokel Hokel. And the Omer is Hiltokish and Nofal. So then the Rashbo's point is he just extends, huh? Yeah, it brings everything together. It brings all these things together. In other words, if you have Min Bimino, so on the level the Raisa is Bittel Barov on Min Bimino, okay? Even if the Dover Usser had taka fallen into the Mutter Pot, even if the, what do you call it? Chatichas Nevela. Even if the Chatichas Nevela would have fallen into the Kosher Pot, okay, but you have, you know, it's min bimino, okay? So it'll be us there anyway, it'll be bottle barrow, okay? And so therefore, Tolan can work in this case also, since at the very worst, it's a Darabonon problem. And that's what he said. Then he's Mechadisha works if the, even by Mimish Eno Mino, okay? And there's not enough, there's less than a Kezias, there's not enough Isser to constitute a Kezias, Bethelchus Pras, okay? On the other hand, but there's not bottle Shishim. It doesn't go that high, okay? So here the Rashbo discusses, I mean, you know, we don't have to go into great detail, but here the Rashbo's Chiddush, he says, according to those who say, according to the Rambam, let's remember, according to the Rambam, if you remember that Rambam, the Tom Kicker is only a problem when it's Kezias Techlis Pras, okay? So in this particular case, you knocked it down to a Darbana, and therefore it's Tolan. But not everyone passes it, I mean, the Tom disagreed, other Rishonim disagreed with that Rambam, and it says, Shishim Doraisa. So they would say that you can't use Tolan in such a case. You have to wait till the Shishim. Okay, you couldn't, you were the second. In other words, you have to wait till the Shishim, in which case, by Min Mutol, Min Shainam, you know, they have to be Shishim, right, according to other Rishonim. In which case, we don't really gain much. Okay, we don't gain much because if there's more than Shishim of Dabar HaMutter, so we don't need Tolan. Okay, it works anyway without Tolan. If it's less than Shishim of Dabar HaMutter, and the Tolan doesn't work because we're dealing with the Raisa. He follows the one of Shach. This extension of Rashbora, when he talks about, and he mentions, because that's the work on according to the Rambam, and those who hold that's what's the Raisa. But if we hold the Shishim, if we hold it with the Tam, the other Rishon that was Shishim is the Raisa, so then it's not going to work there. And you can say Tolan, you don't need to say Tolan. Once you have Shishim, the Tolan doesn't really do anything for you. Right? Okay, now that's the Rashbora over there. All right, now. He then adds something else. Okay, the Rashbo then is Mechadish in the second part. He extends this a step further. Okay, in other words, bottom line. Okay, so we've established here that the Gemara, the established rule is that we're dealing with the case of Nisa Darbanan. We can apply this Tolan, okay, and we can assume that whatever was okay fell into the container or the pot, whatever it was okay. Whatever was not okay fell into the container pot that was not okay. And everyone can live half of after if we're dealing with this with Darbonon. So it says by Truma, if you're not dealing with wheat and olives and grapes, you know, okay, according to many Rishonim, or even according to the Rambam, if it's Yerakos, right? And Bizman is anyway not an issue, okay? So, you know, either because there's no Kiddush in Eretz Yisrael or because we don't have Rove Israel, whatever it is, okay? So what the Rashbo has done is has extended this beyond the world of Truma and Chulin to our, you know, Issa v'Heter. But now, in the second part of that Rashbo, he has two further extensions. Okay, two further extensions. All right, let's first see what it says in the Shulchan Aruch. We'll come back to that Rashbo. Okay. I mean, it says, with the kavos of the farm steak there, Zachar Shedra, Hazuiso, if they stay Hatiko, Zachar Shuda, that's not the extension, that's our case. Okay, now let's look first to Shulchan Aruch. Okay, at the end he has the extension, but let's see. Yeah. Sif Aleph here, Sim Kuvi Aleph, Sif Kuvi Aleph, Sif Aleph. Okay. By the way, if you remember, we have the din of Tolan by Nida. I mean, by Nida we have the din of Tolan, because you have a Kesa, you know, by Ksomim. Okay. So if you have, remember, two women wore the same garment, and then you found the stain on one of them, so you told her that in one of them was the Nida, so you can be told that the stain came from that one. Okay, anyway. So that's not a case where it comes up. But let's look now at 15. Sim Kuvir Aleph, Sif Aleph here. Shtei Kderos, Achas Hed of Achas Shlisser. Ulefona of Shtei Chatichos, Achas Hed of Achas Shlisser. Ima Chaticha, he misses Drabonim. Kigon Shumer Shalgida, whatever this Drabonim is. Venoflu Eilu Toch Eilu, Mutarim. Shonutolim, Lomar, Isser, Nofon Toch Isser, Maheto Toch Aheter, Shalheter. Afilim aheter shebekadera ain't a rava al sofana. Even if it's not robe, even on robe, we're doing the rabbanon with the right to say tolan like Rabbi Yochanan. The answer is shalkin so paskins the shulchan aruch. And the shach explains in Sukkot Nalek, since we're doing this rabbanon, it's just plain old rule. Sake of rabbanon, common lakula. Sake of rabbanon lakula. You don't have to have robe. Sake of rabbanon lakula. Okay, and he gives other examples. The Shulchan Aruch in Sukkot Beis. The Shulchan Aruch said Shum Shogid. So in the Shach writes Sukkot Beis. Going Shum Shogid, but Gvina Shalav with Kachavim. The Kiyotzu Bafilu Isri Sheshav Ikad Bidraisa. Okay, he quotes that Rashbo. Even if it has rooted of the Raisa, but it's only the Rabbanan in this particular case. Okay. The only question is, can you go all the way with this? Now, the bottom line is Tolan will actually be. Perhaps broader than just Tom's take it about Lakula, because it's even a case where it has an Iker derisa, where we don't always say stuff about Lakula. So Tolan is even broader than Tom's take it about Lakula. But the Shach of Gotten Gimel quotes in Mukhe Yosei, the Afshad del Inya, what about an Isuri Mashu? Can you apply Tolan on something where there's no, it's never bottle, right? I feel the Elephlo bottle. So he quotes in the Mukhe Yosef, says, "Dele inyan isuri mashu achamurim lo amrin and shani omer, afilu bisu d'abonon, bepachos miro." Not that you can't say it at all, but there you're going to classify Mishra because you need something else besides the fact that it's simply a d'abonon, and then you're midrabonon. Then you have to have ro. Okay, that's a question.
That's for an isur mashu?
What?
For an isur mashu?
So if someone's an isur mashu, you'll need more than just saying, well, it's only a d'abonon. Then you'll need rove. And not everyone agrees with that, okay? I mean,
rove doesn't help for an Isser Mashu.
I know, but rove plus tolan will. That's the Kiddush. Rove plus the tolan will help.
But why would that be the case?
Misvar just seemed to me you need something else. You need something which is, because again, remember, Isser Mashu is only a chumra to begin with, right? See, a rove would work. The rice of rove works. That's a double, the chatich of iskabe, okay, that's in Rabbanan. So just another level, another layer.
I guess, what about Min Bimino Kornarashi?
What does the Raisi mean? I don't know. It's interesting, the Prima Gaon, I didn't print it, but the Prima Gaon on the Shach and the Sisei Das asks, what about a Dorosh Yeshem HaTirin? What is a Dorosh Yeshem HaTirin? So, you know, that's a question. I think it's a Machlokas. Okay. You'd have to look and see that apply in every case. And how far do you have to take it? Okay, by Dovah Shesh Matirin, we said we don't say Sekhar Bar Makula, right? By Dovah Shesh Matirin, so maybe we won't say Tolan either. I think that prevails at Tzarkin. Okay, that's a good question. Can you ask about other things also? I'm not sure. All right, but now the Shulchan Aruch continues, and this is again based on the Rishonim, with other sort of, should we say, variations on this. In the classic case of Tolan, two pots or two containers, right? One with A, one with B, and in front of it, two piles, A and B. We assume A went in A, B went in B. That's the classic case of Tolan that we saw. But the Shulchan Aruch now says, and it's in the Rashbo, Bechin Sif Aleph, continue Sif Aleph 17, the second part of Sif Aleph. Bechin Hadin, Im lo haya kan el kedera achas, Shom Sar Shkutin. It was only a kosher pot. There was only one pot. Okay, there's only one pot. There was no second pot. But, okay, but there were two pieces in front. One of the two pieces fell in. It's not that two fell into two. There was no two to fall into. There's only one pot. Okay? And one piece of meat fell into any of the Ezra on the tolan, the shall have the nofal. Same tolan. We'd say what fell in was the kosher piece. What fell in was the kosher piece. I feel again, and he says, I feel ain't I have to rub a laser. Even though there's not, you know, even if there's not. Okay? Yeah. Okay, so we have the right to say that the kosher one fell into the mutter pot. The kosher fell into the kosher. Okay. Shach's going to qualify in a second. Okay. But then he says another one. Oh, another case. Imlo hoya kan elachaticha achas misidor. The other way around. You had two pots, only one piece of meat. Okay. And the piece of meat was also darbonan. And you had two pots, achas shaheter, achas shaheter. And you do a lazy enough, and you don't know which you fell into. Gambezu tol lahokas. So those are the couple of variations, you know, that he brings up. Okay. Now the Shach, here in Sukkot and Dalad. Yeah. Okay.
Meaning, if you're very
comfortable,
somebody said that once there's only one piece, so then
automatically
the fact that there isn't another piece of happened. No, meaning
if somebody didn't hold like this last line, I mean, I don't know if there's another
one who's showing it, but it seems like the fact that
he mentioned it seems like it wasn't obvious. Right, okay, you're right. Meaning, you're right.
Right. Could
be the others. I don't remember
that. The scene that there's at least a holiday method. That would change things when there isn't that second piece of
heter. Right, but what there is though, and that's what the Shach and the Pachadus talk about, the Shach and the Pachadus and the Gimel here discuss. In other words, the Shach limits it. Maybe the Shach limits this heter. Okay, the Shach and the Dalet says this only works. Okay, when again you have two pieces of meat, one is heter, one is Isidor Bono. Okay, and one of them fell into the heter. You know, what's the din in terms of the pot? Okay, again, you have two pieces. You have two pieces. One is also rabbanon, one is mutter. Okay, and one falls and there's only one pot. One falls into the kosher pot. Is that the third case? No, it's the second case. Yeah, one falls into the kosher pot. And he's talking about the second case. Okay, and we can be matter it. We have the right to be matter it. Because that's only if we originally knew which piece was us and which piece was mutter. Okay. Otherwise, if you never knew which, if you didn't know, they got mixed up. The piece got mixed up before they fell into the heter pot. Then it's going to aser, says the Shach. Okay. Because now, when the piece got mixed up, there's already a cheskes iser on them. So then that's it. You can't say that the one which really, that's what the, again, if they fell into two different pots, then we have the heter, but it fell into only one pot, okay? And that's because the Shach, look in the words in Sukkot and Dalet, okay? So it's because it's his chazak isurim, right? Came in his chazak isurim, beis chatir, it's called echad rechad, like a gufo shalisa, each one is treated as also. And that's the Shach l'shitoso, because he holds that there's no sekel of the kula against ikvi isurim. So therefore, if one of the pieces is definitely usher, one of the pieces is definitely usher. We don't know which one of these pieces is definitely usher. Okay, so the Shach would now have to pass an effect that both are usher, and therefore he says they fall in. It doesn't make a difference which fell into the pot; it's going to be usher anyway. Okay, so therefore the Shach says in order for Tolan to work in that case, it has to be that you know which piece is usher, which piece is mutter. And then you only got mixed up later when one of them fell into pot. You're not sure which one fell in. But initially you knew. You understand that point? Okay, the Prichodesh disagrees. Okay, the Prichodesh in Sukkot and Gimel disagrees. And the Prichodesh says, no. Because he holds Sekhid Abba and Kul will apply even against Ikwe Surah. So he says, Tolan's going to work there too. It doesn't matter. You know, either way, it's going to work. All right. So,
what exactly were the details of that case?
Say it again.
What exactly were the details of that case?
Two pieces of meat. One is usher, one is mutter. Okay, I'm dealing with us, it's a drabbanan. One is us with drabbanan, one is mutter. Okay, and there's only one pot, which is kosher. All right, so the Shulchan Aruch says we have the right to say that what fell into the pot was a kosher piece. The Shach's limitation is that's only if you knew it beforehand, which piece, that you know, which was kosher. And then now that it fell in, now you're not sure which one it was, but you knew originally. Whereas if you didn't know, they were mixed up. You had one kosher piece, one non-kosher piece. And before they ever fell into the pot, you weren't sure what their status was, which was which. You knew one was kosher, one was not kosher. You didn't know which was which. Okay, and now one of them fell into the pot. Then the Shach says, no, all bets are off. You can't. The pot's also. With stuff in the pot's also. Okay.
A 50-50 suffix, Yavish Vyavish, is considered Ikba Yisura?
According to the Shach, once they're mixed together, after that, that's his language. Yeah, he says Kaven, that's what he says. Okay, look at the second line of 18. Kaven, Im Kain, Kaven, Ishak, Isser, Bebeish, read again. Nira, the Khan married that base Khadir, the new Koros, Bifna Asm, Kodman, if you lost him, Azman, Shahat, Azman, Shalisman. The Nisarba, Matrila, Chad, Bechad, Im Kain, there's no rope. Kaven, the Ishazik, Isura, Beish Khadir, it's called Echabecha, dining like a goof or Shalisir. The Solomon is sacred of Malakula. That was one of his rules in the sixth sacre, right? There was in the middle of sixth sacre, he had a few things about sacre levon lakula, and one of these he says, it doesn't work against his chazak yisurah, so neither does sixth sacre. But that's according to the shach. Pechodesh disagrees. That's your point. Pechodesh disagrees. He says, no, even there is a yisurah, but there's still to be sacre levon lakula. So the Tolan will work over here as well. Okay, that's the sugya, the Pesachei Tshuva. In 20, the Pesachei Tshuva, just a moment. Quotes to Shara Melech. He has like a kind of a middle sheet of the Pesachei Tshuva in Sukkot and Aleph. Okay. He disagrees with Pechodesh, but he doesn't hold like the Shach all the way either. Okay. The Shara Melech says, if there is a Ches, because the Cheskes Isser, he says, he's not going to necessarily, in other words, he's going to say at the end that it's Mutter. He's going to say like a pichadosh, but not for his reason. Okay, not for his reason. Okay, cholok a pichadosh b'tarti. V'ashach b'chad. The mashar kosa pichadosh de'af b'shachatichos mikoros b'me'atzman mikris chazak isura. Okay, that he doesn't say. Okay, that he doesn't say. And gam b'mashadas a pichadosh abichas isra minas sofek d'ban l'kula. He also doesn't hold like that either. Okay, so he disagrees with those things. But hagam al shachulik. Because even afilus v'she'ena chatichos nikaros is chazak b'surah telling lakula anyway, because you have a chazoka the other way, you have a cheskes heter that was in the food. Yet it's a cheskes iser now, it's chazak b'surah on this piece of meat. But there's a cheskes heter on what was inside the pot that we knew was mutus. Therefore, he says you don't have to worry about it. That's the shama. Okay, Rosh Hashulchan is mekel, not like the shach. Rosh Hashulchan in Siv Zayin. He summarizes, he quotes Machok to Shachan B'chodesh, and he's Mekel. Okay, and that's that. Now, finally, for this unit, the Pesachei Tshuva in Sukkot Beis has a Tshuva Shemen Rokeach. Interesting thing. He says, first of all, okay, he makes an important point, the Pesachei Tshuva, the name of this is Sefer Shemen Rokeach. He says, even if one of the pot that has the food that's Usser, is Usser only Misafik, still, we have the right to say Tolan. You can say that the Isser fell into that pot. That's one. Okay, even if it's a suffix, you know, that's one. And then he has a funny case. There's a Maisa. He had three pots, okay? Three pieces, okay? Well, let's start with pots, okay? Three pots, okay? All mutter. Now, an Isser Drabonon fell into one of the pots, but I know it didn't fall into this one. It was one of the two. But I know that it didn't fall into the third. Okay? All right. So those two places, okay, the Isser Misafik. The third is going to remain Mutter. I know it didn't fall into the third one. It was on the side. I knew it didn't fall into one of them. Okay? So the other two are going to be Isser Misafik. Okay? Now, another Isser Drabonon piece, okay, fell into one of the three, and now I'm not sure which one, even possibly the third one. So we need Tola that it fell into one of the first two. Okay, so the third one remains Mutter. Okay, that's the point. The third one is going to remain, even though the other two are only Usser Misafek, the third is going to remain Mutter. All right, then come and concoct your own permutation. All right, that's the Pesachei Tshuva there. Now we'll come to Tanuch Beis, and that is the following. Okay, here kishatichos iser raval kaderes a heter. What if it's the other way around? What if you have such a large amount of iser, okay, that we still say tolan? That's the question. All right, that is the question. How far do we take the tolan? Let's say I have a kadera pots with heter and iser, and into one of them. This is on that third case. Into one of them fell a chatichas iser, the other one fell a chatichas heter, but I don't know which one fell into which. The original case. But the chaticha which fell into the Kederes Heter, okay, is more than what was in there before. Then what's the story? Okay? In other words, it wasn't, we said you don't need rove from the pot against what falls in. What if it's the other way? What if it's a clear rove of what fell in against the pot? So here the Rashbo in 23 says, then you can't be mekel. Now we come back, if you recall, to that other, the first of the Moisema, remember? That by the mikveh case, you can't do it more than 20 times. You don't need rove, but you can't have rove the other way. Back in, what source is that? The first, the boy saying the first teretz in Yevamos, right? When the Gemara says, oh, not Yevamos, the second, Gemara in Yevamos, source five, okay? There are two answers. Kashi against Yochanan, I thought you don't need rove. So he says, right, you don't need rove, but you don't have rove the other way. The other teretz with them to do with that, it's, you have Shani Omer. So, now that is Chos Veneir, that answer, that first Ibo Yisang, the first Teretz, is it comes back into the mix, okay, over here, okay? So, in other words, yeah. So according to the Machokhi Yochanan Shlokish, Mishlokish says we only apply Tolin when there's at least enough in the pot against what fell in. We can apply Rove. And Yochanan says, no, you don't need to do Rove. And now the question is, do you still need it to be at least 50-50? That's the case. The first thing by Yisema was that even if Yochanan acknowledged that it had to be 50-50, you can't do this trick with the water, not beyond 20 times, okay? And the Gemara is not really clear. Okay, the Gemara doesn't really answer. The Gemara has two shekas, two answers. The question is whether we accept that or not, okay? So that's the question over there. The Rashba is Machmer. Rashba in Daithal Sharbez in source 23 is Machmer. And he says, based on that first answer in the Gemara, look at the last line of Rashba, Shamina Meha, Dakshinam and Mikra Rabbi Yochanan, that we ask against Rabbi Yochanan by Mikra, the Afagab, the low boy Rabbi Yochanan Rabuya, Mikol Makom Shuchulin Kitruma, Mia boy. And Rashba says, it's going to be Osir. Because the Yochanan was only matir when it was equal. I mean, you don't have to measure the more or less equal, okay? But we have to accept that first answer of the Gemara that the Yochanan did not go so far as to say that when you have rove the other way, the rove would fell in. So then the Yochanan, then the Rashi says we have to be machmer, okay? The Ra'ah and the Berak Abayis disagrees. He says mutar. We reject that first answer of the Gemara. We take the Ibo Yisema. Okay, now we pass Rabbi Yochanan is matter even if there's rove. You go by the second answer, right? They won't give two teretzim, so Machos Rishonim, which becomes the Iker teretz, or do you have to do Dan, or do you have to worry about the first teretz altogether? Rosh, well, we do. Rosh says, no, we reject that altogether. He says, he quotes the Rosh, and we don't have to follow him. So how do we pass him? So it's actually 2 days in the Shulchan Aruch, okay? So based on. take a look at the Mechaber. He says, "Bamedvarm amurim shetol mchol elu hakel." That's a filo ena heter of al iser. That's like Rashba. That's when there's no rove of heter against the iser. Sheino iser gam ken rov al heter. Aval the iser rov al heter. And over the other hand, it's equal. Aval ima iser rov al heter, then ain tolen le hakel. Okay, that is the chaber. So he's choshes Rashba against their all. But the other achronim are not necessarily convinced. Okay. If you look at the Shach, for example, in Sikot and Vav, all right, he says this is, he gets this in the Rashba, okay? But let's remember the case from before. You have two pieces and one pot. So then we're told Lakula, even if it's, so he's Mechalik. He says that's the Rashba. But the Rashba is only talking about the original case. In other words, the Mechaber started 25, looking to the base. But Medrash Mishnah told Bchol Elu, all of the above. There's all three permutations, all three versions. The classic Torah case was 2 and 2. The case when it's one piece of meat in 2 pots, or 2 pieces of meat in 1 pot, all three pieces. But the Shach isn't ready to go that far. Okay. The Shach says that if you have, basically in Simchat Rabbah, he says, if you have 2 pieces, only 1 pot, okay, then you can be Tola Lekula, even against the Rov. 2 pieces in 1 pot, you don't know which piece fell in. Okay, it's true that it could be that you wouldn't have Rov against the treif piece, but there's a possibility that's not what fell in. Okay, so therefore, there he's willing to say Tola Lekula. But if something Usser definitely fell in, okay, you're just not sure, then we're going to need the Rov. And of course, the Ra'ah rejects the whole thing. The Ra'ah says we don't accept this answer altogether, not necessary at all. Okay, that's what comes out from that, the Shach, in Sukkot and Vav. In Sukkot and Zion, Shach just wonders, an interesting question. Okay, the Shach wonders, 1 second, the third case from above. Okay, third case from Sifar. You hear what the Shach said before? He kind of splits whether the robe is going to make a difference or not. Again, if it's 2 pieces, so you don't have a vadai issur that fell in, so then we can rule even if it's the robe. But if it's only 1 piece, you know, then you can't, because the vadai issur fell in. And then you're going to have the robe in order to say tolan. Okay, anyway, then the Shach and Sukkot and Zion, on the third case. Okay, what was the third case again? Third case was 1 piece in 2 pots. Right, was that the third one? That was the second one. That was the third one, right? That's the third case. So there, the Shach says, "Ein la'achshu chaticha achas ubeis k'teres." What do you mean? How are you going to ever have a case if there's only 1 piece and 2 pots? How can you ever say the Isser, huh? Take a look. Right? I mean, so what do you mean? The Yadina Isser who wrote, Nivdok Mekadeva Shalheter. I mean, take a look. So, you know, that's the Shach's Kasha. Okay, it's a pretty good Kasha. Okay, the third case is, again, let's get straight. Chatichas Isser, that fell into 2 kederes, and the 2 kederes, one piece 2 kederes, right? But if you know that the Isser is bigger than what's in the kedera, so take a look and see what's in there, you know? So that's what the Shach asks. So he gives a teretz, Yeshama Mishkachas, Kishakoda Mesilek. It was already out, like too late to check. It got mixed up, it was out already. Okay, why don't you check the pot? Well, it was Kodam Mesilek. That's how he answers. Okay, the Taz in Sukkot and Beis says, well, you didn't know for sure, okay? He says, Kevin Shoshoma Me'acher Dover Zeh, but who ain't you there? Again, they're all going to catch to give different reasons, you know, I have such a funny case. But that's what the Taz says. The Taz also brings the Drisha, okay? He says, okay, yeah, you knew the size of the meat, but you weren't exactly sure what the size of that was in the pot. Okay, maybe we're not sure how much food is in the pots. It's harder to check. We'll give different terutzim. Okay, and the Prichodosh in Simkuf Yilav Sivdalad, Sivkot and Dalad, says we're talking about a case where it was a big piece, but it dried up meanwhile, and the cooking process became smaller. All right, anyway, these are the terutzim that they're going to give. Just go a little bit weiter. Okay, I'll finish up these makaras today. But again, you can take a look at these posting here. Where are we now? What if you have a general question? This is a side point, really. What if you have a general question? Machokas, the place in the Prichodosh. I mean, the place over here, it's called Dalit, on Sid Beis. What if you have 2 pieces, a Chatichas Is and a Chatichas Heter, and one of them fell into a kosher pot, okay? And, okay, the Chaticha is bigger than what's in the pot. What now is going to be the din of the rest of the food in the pot? What's going to be the din of the rest of the food in the pot, or the pot itself, okay? So the place he says what? He says that the case, you know, the place he said we're going to have to answer it. Right? 1 second. There's a suffix. I'm sorry, that's the question. There's a suffix of what, it was one piece, right? So it's a suffix of what fell in. Suffix of what fell in. But it's a big piece, so what's going to be the din of the Kteris? So the place he said it's usher, and then the Pekhodesh says that it's mutter. Okay. I have to review that case again. Why is it different than the first thing we said? Why is it different than the first thing? Well, let's just see. Came the robe of the Kapar. I have to look that over again. We'll double check that place here. Okay, the last thing. Okay, Chavos Das also. Look at the Sukkot Nei, the Chavos Das, and the Chidushim 31. B'shtei chatichos u'kdeira achas, the mutter afilu isa rabo, mishkazu kashkar. Okay, I guess they're just passing like that, the kula, even though you can't, whatever, if whatever is you don't know, you make it, but the place he was machra, that's the bottom line, the place didn't accept the kula in that case of rove. Okay, in other words, he insists that they have to have rove all the way, not like the Shulchan Aruch. Okay, all right, let's just finish up with Siv Gimel Siv Dalet over here. It's in Kuvir Al, 32. I mean, it's really just obvious. Aaron asked before about a Doraisa. So it says, Haya Issa Shel Torah. We're dealing with an Issa Doraisa. It wasn't the Shuman Agid or some Gvinas Hakam or something like that, but we're dealing with Issa Torah. Then, Ain Tolma Hakalom will talk Issa Nofel. Then, Achea had to rub Al Issa. Then you have to have rub. Kadesh is Batam Sokhma, the very Torah. Okay, you know, it's kind of obvious, but it's a reminder. You know, obviously, if we're dealing here with this whole din of Tolan, it only gets off the ground. We're dealing with this that I wanted to begin with. We're dealing with Baha'i Issa Shal Torah. Then Ain Tol Mahakil, Lom Atoch Issa Nafal, actually had to Rav Alisa, then it's much greater. Okay? And then Siv Dalet, I don't really know why it's a separate Siv, but just the flip side. Okay? Haya had to Rav Alisa, Kadesh is Batam Atom with the Vitor, then Tol Mahakil, Ketza, Steak, Teres, Achashal Bosa, Shkut, Achashal Nevela. Vishadvar Torah min bemino botabarov. Okay, so I'm just pointing out the Taz, it's called Dalad, the Shach, and Tess. I'm sorry, it started Shtei Kederos min echad. Okay, so that the last line, huh? Shtei Kederos min echad, or Isser min acher. So Taz meant the Lav Dafka. The two things don't have to match, they just have to be different from the Heter. It's obvious. That's the Shach says, Lav Dafka, Elisha Isu, Eno Mino Meheter. What's in each one? That we don't care about. Shach also says, Lav Dafka. Ela Baloma, Shikter is a Heter, Eno Mino Shachatich is a Isu. Eno Chanam, Shikter is a Isu, Eno Mino Shachatich is a Heter, and Yadu Alecha Nofa, Abba Lissi Gidaraisa. Okay? So that's the point over here. So bottom line, just to summarize this all, if the Heter is Rove, okay, if the Heter is Rove, so by Dindo Raisa, then we can be Tolan Mahakel. Because you have it's only Darbanon because both were Rove. Okay. Again, you don't really need Bitolan because both were Rove anyway. But if they're in Darbanon, then we are Tolan. If it's equal, okay, so by an Issa Doraisa, we certainly won't say Tolan because there's no Rove. But Issa Darbanon, that's the Machogos Rishalkash and Yochanan. Okay, Rishalkash would say it's also. 50-50, Yochanan says mutter. If there's more Isser, okay, there's more Isser, so then it depends. If it's Doraisa, so it's Osir. If it's Rabbanan, so that's the Machlokes. According to Rashba, you'd have a problem. And according to Rabbanan, not no problem at all. Okay? So that really, that's the synonym. Again, you know, just to wrap up, so to speak, remind ourselves, right? So by min bemino, yovish biyovish, so Doraisa is Batam Rov. Rabbanan, according to most of both Lashishim. Some say also even that's both the world on a deraisa level. Okay, mimi she'ein amino, the deraisa is both the world, the drabanan. Okay, so then the shishim, and if to this is drabanan, then we had that machlokas. That was a different machlokas. By mimi she'ein amino, this is drabanan. And if it's lach malach, okay, if it's lach malach, the deraisa mimi amino according to Rashi, that's what Aaron was asking about before, is never batal. Right, mimi is never batal. But we most assume that it is both a barov. And Mimushayna Mino, so Midoraisa, the Rambam says it's both a chadais, 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 pras. And most of Shom says that it's shishim. The Rabbanan, you need Talmud or shishim. Anyway, that just summarizes that. And that's the end of this this part of the sermon. Shom will finish tomorrow. Okay. That's all done. I have a long point about Torah to wrap up. Okay.